For decades, the Soviet Union promoted its athletes' success at the Olympic Games as proof of the socialist system's supposed superiorities. Some of these efforts were benign, others more sinister. Just before the 1980 Olympics in Moscow, for instance, Soviet authorities rounded up dissidents, handicapped people, and others they judged to be undesirables, forcing them out of the city for the duration of the games. Decades later, Putin put a modern-day spin on communist-era propaganda. When Russia hosted the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014, the Kremlin pumped billions of dollars, no one knows quite how much, into the games, widely reported to be one of the most expensive Olympics of all time. Opposition politicians slammed what they said was massive Kremlin corruption. But Putin hailed Sochi as a showcase for the new Russia that had emerged after the collapse of the USSR. It worked. Russia's athletes topped the medals table, the world's media praised the Olympics' opening and closing ceremonies, and despite some negative coverage in the lead-up to the event, Russia basked in the glow of positive press. The country's Federal Security Service, or FSB, also celebrated what it said was a joint operation with the United States and other Western countries to avert planned attacks by Islamist militants. Even subsequent allegations of massive Kremlin-sponsored doping failed to diminish the results, at least as far as most Russians were concerned. Now, as the world's top soccer players and an estimated 600,000 foreign tourists head to Russia for the 2018 World Cup, Putin is hoping for a similar success. This was the dream of many generations, and this moment is about to happen. Arkadiy Dvorich, head of the local organizing committee for Russia's World Cup, said on May 30th, "The Olympics in Sochi demonstrated how we can welcome guests, but this situation is much larger on the global scale."